you always want to do something that you never had a chance to do. And for me, I played baseball since I can remember. It was my first sport my mom would let me play. I couldn't get hurt. When I was ready to go to college, I couldn't get a full ride at a D1 school. They would either pay for books or they'd pay for room and board, and you had to come up with the other money. Well, I didn't want to put that financial stress on my parents, so the football scholarship is what paid the bills, even though I feel like baseball was my ultimate love. The kids keep me young. They keep me in somewhat shape, not playing shape, but they keep me from not having to go in the gym and beat myself to death, you know, chasing them around. Sometimes they're challenging to different things, and you have to perform, and you have to perform at a high level because they're giving it their all. And it's very fun. It brings back the youth in me. We've been crying for more practice fields, more practice space. We have all these kids, right? Everyone's moving into Lake Wylie, and we don't have the facilities. So I was like, okay, I'm going to build my own for my kids. I did it for the community. It's a lot easier to do it when your son is very involved, but hopefully it's something that's sustainable that he can continue to train and grow kids and grow communities throughout. And it's great for the community. We have almost a full court basketball court in it because we do play rec basketball. And it has 3 batting cages, a couple pitcher's mounds, and it's a workout facility. It has a little weight room for the kids to be able to start training and figure out what it's really going to take besides just picking up a bat and ball and going outside thinking it's over. The mission of Brown's Corner is to identify an 8th grade student and work with that student through their senior year, help them identify whether they're trade school material, college prep material, or just guiding them in the right direction to help them have a successful life. The inspiration behind Brown's Corner, what happened to me my senior year, I signed a letter of intent to attend the University of South Carolina 3 days before I was supposed to report. The NCAA clearinghouse said that they didn't accept the 9th grade science course. So I had to go back and take a 9th grade science course and enroll in the university a year later. And I didn't want another student to feel that again. A lot of families don't get to sit down as one and eat as a family at the dinner table. It just don't happen. So we make them commit to doing it because I feel like that's important. And I know, speaking of my own household, wife is chasing daughter to gymnastics, Sheldon's driving Dion to baseball. So when do we really get to sit down as a family and talk about some of the things that's going on? And it's very rare.
It's often hard to find an evening where you can actually have a sit-down dinner with your child and it not be in passing or heading to the next activity. So this is really a free meal to these families that look forward to it every single week.
What job would you feel is appropriate for your child?
Fast food. The mall, yeah.
Not what I had to do.
Can I chime in? I had to work 2 jobs, right? I worked at Carowinds, and then I had to work 3rd shift packing sheets and in the Springs, right? At the bleacher in Lancaster because I lived in Fort Long. Wow. And I was determined that I said, well, I'm going to do the rest of my life. You know what I mean? In my opinion, I would love to make my son do something really hard and help him realize that that's not the avenue he wants to take.
You feed me the questions that you need me to spoon feed your parents because you don't want to bring it up because it's going to get you in trouble later.
Should we have to get a job? Mine's been about while we're in school.
Yours is about transportation.
Yes. To said job.
Because I'm turning 16 in less than a month.
So you basically want a car.
No, I don't want a car. I want like one of them little, I'll get a moped. I don't care. I just need to get to and from a job.
Okay. My son now, well, he's 17. He's filling out applications and everything, you know, right now. He was wanting to work in places like Sports Academy and places where they sold clothing because he's a fashion fanatic.
Parents are able to chat with one another and hear different perspectives or the same issue, but a different lens to see solutions that they may not have thought about before. It's almost like hidden therapy between the two groups. It's wonderful.
Some of those families there will never interact with one another until they became part of the team of Brown's Corner. And now those are lifelong relationships that they'll have, and they'll follow those kids. They'll be able to lean on one another as a community, and I really enjoy it.
Brown's Corner has played a very big part of him doing the scholarships and preparing them for school. I can tell by his grades, his personality, and how he carries himself throughout the day.
It's helpful because you have like a public space where you can go and talk and be adults with each other. Like you can go and have a normal conversation, a mature conversation with your parent about what needs to be done or what you think needs to be done, and find a middle ground so you know that everybody's needs are met.
It gives them just the vision to see that there's so much more out there than just Chester. And if you try hard and you apply yourself, you can do anything you want to do. Sheldon's shown him that everybody has the chance and everybody has a right to that education, but you've got to work for it. It's not going to be given to you.
You know, we have a lot of athletes that goes off but don't come back. He came back. He gave back. Nobody knows how much I love this man because of what he's done.
Knowing the difference that he has made to kids in this area, his heart's always been here. And then to come back after the fact and to pick up where he left off, I mean, it's just, it's class act.